Don't worry, Walter. You're not sure. You don't act young. You don't look like a... You know?
What? What's the problem?
You're frail. I don't look like an oyster.
Although you're hot.
You hear that, Walter? I was going
to
say, I was going to say, I was waiting for it. It's Springfield.
It's Springfield. That's all. What's fun?
I've often wondered.
No, that was Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, no, Spotty, I was just mistaken. You know, Don and Lincoln, their names are similar.
Sure, sir. I just happen to remember, I come from Springfield, Minnesota.
Springfield, Minnesota. And I never heard of that town. How big is it?
Well, we have a mayor, a chief of police, two citizens, and the two.
Oh, a one-suit town. Any factories?
No.
Any industries of any kind? Any business activity?
No, just Springfield.
Oh. Say, look, what are we talking about anyway?
I don't know. Let's start over again.
Yeah.
Hello, fellas. Have I met you?
Oh, hello, Parker. Hey, we're just talking about our hometown. Where are you from?
Missouri.
I know, Parker, but there's so many Missourians. I mean, which state?
Springfield.
Oh, you must be a neighbor of Wilson.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Mary. Good evening, Mr.
Wilson. You remember Mr. Wilson, you know, you met him here last week.
Oh, yes. Say, can I see if he reminds you of?
Lincoln. That's what he thinks anyway, you know? Hey, Mary, what's the matter with you? You look kind of worried tonight, huh?
Well, I am worried. This is Friday the 13th.
Well, don't let that worry you. Why, did anything happen to you today?
Did it? I found a $20 bill. Is that hard luck?
Yeah, for the guy that lost it, yeah.
Well, that's a load off my mind.
Yes, good.
Oh, hello, Parker.
Hello, Mary.
Say, Parker, see you're playing at the Paramount Theater this week.
Well, I started here today. Did you see me, Mary?
No, I went to the flea circus.
The flea circus. That certainly is a fine compliment to Frank Parker.
Oh, well, Jack, it's a little thing you like. It counts.
Yeah, I still think it's an insult to Parker. After all, a flea can't sing.
Well, what of it?
Well, this one can. It's only... I finally got that one over tonight. I need a joke myself, you know, once in a while. By the way, Mary, where have you been all week? I haven't seen you around.
Oh, I went out of town to visit my relatives. They had the grandest time.
Where do they live?
Springfield.
Listen, Mary, we've been having a lot of trouble here with Springfield. Which Springfield do you mean?
Ohio, Jack. I thought you knew that.
No, I didn't know your relatives lived in Springfield. In Ohio? No.
And you know, Jack, the funniest thing happened. I got on a bus marked Springfield, and when I got there, it was Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield, Massachusetts? So what happened?
Well, I spent a whole week with some people there before I found out they weren't my relatives.
Hey, Don. Boy, am I glad to get out of Springfield. Very good, Don. That was Little Dutch Bill, played by Don Buster and his Springfield or Pennsylvania Hotelian. Ah, folks, you should see how Don looks in front of that orchestra, all dolled up in a full dress suit with cans to the match. Then he's swell looking. He looks not unlike Raymond Navarro. Then again, he looks not like Raymond Navarro. In fact, let's forget Navarro and think of Frank Buck. Of course, the only difference is Frank Buck brings him back alive and Dexter makes him walk back, you know.
But you must admit he's cute, Jack.
All right, cute. But he's better looking, Mary, ain't he? Dexter or I?
You are.
Thanks.
So you can imagine how Dexter looks.
Fine. All right, but he's a nice kid at that. I mean, you know. Oh, Don.
Now, just call me Mr. Dexter. No need of formality, you know.
Oh, sure. That's the spirit, you know. You can call me Mr. Benny from now on. After all, we're not strangers.
I'd rather have it that way. Informality breeds contemptuous reactions, of which there is nothing more formidable.
Yes, I hardly agree. Yes, I agree.
What did you say, Jack?
I don't know, Mary. I'm having my own troubles, you know. Did you hear those words you used, Mary?
Well, Jack, why don't you retaliate in the vernacular of the intelligentsia?
Oh, you too, eh? Did you hear that, Parker?
Oh, Constantinople.
Constantinople?
Yes, that's the only big word I know.
Yeah. That's fine. 9,000 programs on the air. I had to get mixed up with this one. See, Dexter, I mean, see what you started?
Well, if you're only receptive to the jargon of the proletariat, then my discourse is extreme. I mean, it's serious.
That was Il Trovatore by Don Dexter without his orchestra.
Well, Don, I guess I won't talk much to you. Not to you, too. No.
Jack, what is did he remind you of?
Webster, I think.
Oh, Jack.
Yes, Wilson.
It is now imperative that I orally eulogize our product.
Oh, yeah?
The general silent safety thread adds the final factor of security to the blowout-proof tire,
mm-hmm.
and the patented low-pressure construction provides luxurious comfort. I thank you.
And I can see that I won't talk much to you either.
Well, the squirrel's not a word for it.
Now, wait a minute. This thing has gone far enough. Mary, take a letter.
Yes, sir.
I've had enough trouble around here. Take a letter to Bill O'Neill, President, General Tire and Rubber Company, Akron, Ohio. Dear Bill, my constituents are conspicuously conspiring to cause verbal consternation by employing multi-syllabic conglomerations in this studio.
Jack, how do you spell studio?
Never mind, Mary. Tear it up. The only one I can talk to around here is Parker. What are you going to sing tonight, Frank?
The rendition characteristic of my former vocal endeavors.
You hear that, Buster? We had a real American program before you got on it. You know?
Now, Jack, don't be angry. I'll try and be a bit more careful of my vocabulary in the future.
I wish you would. I mean, after all, we're going to be together for quite a while, don't you?
Yes, I realize that. And by the way, I'd like to have you come out to the house tonight for a little friendly gathering. And bring the gang over.
Well, Don, sure, I'll be glad to.
Now, do you play too?
Yes, quite often. I played last night.
How did you do?
I broke 5 spurs and got a birdie in diamonds.
No, not this doesn't come.
You can look now. You can look now. All right, you know what I mean.
When do you want us to come over, Don?
How about right now?
All right, Don, we couldn't go over now. We'll stay here and finish this program.
The boys.
They know what to play, eh?
Well,
okay,
sure.
Don, come along, Mary. Sing, Frank. Come on, listen.
Frank Parker singing The Touch of Your Hand from Roberta. Now, Jack Benny, Mary and Don Bester have all gone over to the Bester home for a jolly evening. Parker and I will join them later.
We'll be there shortly. It's a nice car you have, Don.
What kind of a car is it, Jack?
Mary, what's the difference? The tires that count, you know.
I know, but the car runs so smoothly I can't even hear it.
That's because it has the general blowout proof tires with a silent safety press.
Sure, but turn off that radio. How much further do we go, Don?
Oh, about 5 miles. I have a country home.
Well, let's make it a city home. You know, after all, it's only a half-hour program. This is your house, isn't it?
Well, all right.
My, what a pretty place. What floor is it, Don?
I live in the penthouse. We'll take the elevator.
No, we'll walk up one flight and you'll go.
Now, here we are. Come right in.
Good evening. Why do you please come in?
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Bester?
That's the maid.
Oh, pardon me. Start here, you know.
Hello, dear. Oh, maybe I'll please.
Yes, darling. Oh, Jack, this is my wife, Donita.
Oh, Donita, I say. Glad to know you, Mrs. Bester.
How do you do? Won't you come in? What does she remind you of, Jack?
Quiet, Mary. Nice apartment you have here, Mrs. Bester.
I'm glad you like it. You have 7 rooms and 7 baths. This is the blue closet.
What, no bath? Imagine a closet without a bath, eh?
Jack, I want you to meet my son.
Yeah, see, he has no bath either. How are you, Junior?
Pardon. And you, sir?
Fine. My, what a nice young man. What's that book you have there?
I'm reading the Psychoanalysis of Stratospheric Phenomena.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's Frank Merrill's picture doing on the cover?
I want a pool, Pop.
Oh. Is your name Don, Junior?
No, Donald.
Donald, and I should have known that. Mm-hmm.
Pardon me a moment, folks, while I change my clothes.
Oh, Jack, look at that cute little dog.
Oh, isn't it a darling? Come here, doggy. Come here, you sweet thing, you. What's the dog's name?
Ding Dong Dong.
Come on, Mary, let's go home, will you?
Oh, do come into the living room, folks. You doesn't breathe. Oh, yes, I love it.
Nothing I like better than a good game of Willie.
Well, that's fine. I wonder they wouldn't make me sound. Oh, we play a rubber of jewels and then have supper. Oh, butler. Butler. Son, do you call the butler? Hey, Nicholas Murray.
Yes, Junior, did you call me?
Oh, that's the butler. I'm glad his name isn't Brown, anyway.
Jack, who does that butler in mind you of?
Frank Parker. I knew he had a sideline.
Nicholas, bring in a big table and take orders for supper.
Very well, ma'am.
Oh, Jack, look at that pretty parrot.
Where?
Right over there in the corner.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful bird?
Yes, we've had it for some time.
Pretty Polly, pretty Polly. We're short of actors, folks, you know.
Polly wants a pepper?
No, Polly wants a matcha.
A matcha? A matcha, where'd you get that bird?
Very nice, he's going to.
Oh, I see.
Here's the
big thing, you
know.
Set it here, Nicholas.
Well, come on, folks. All set to play?
Ready.
Before we start, I want to tune in the radio and hear how my boys are doing.
Yeah, we might as well find out how our own program is getting on, huh?
That was Rip Tide from the motion picture of the same name, played by Don Bester's orchestra. And now I'd like to say a few words regarding the general blowout proof tire. It is not only a safer tire, but its outstanding beauty...
That's enough, Don. Turn that radio off, will you?
Well, let's cut the partners.
Okay. Mary, look, you keep score. Well, it looks like you and I are partners. Mary, do you play good bridge?
Do I? Did you ever know Mrs. Culberson?
Yes.
Well, we both wear the same style hat.
Well, that ought to help your game, yes. It's my deal. I think if there's anything I like, it's good. I don't know, it makes you concentrate, keep your mind on what you're doing. Oops, wait a minute, did I make a mistake? Wait a minute, hold your cards. How many cards have you, Mr. Bester?
I have 10.
And you, Mary?
16.
Well, that's right. I thought I made a mistake there for a moment. Let's see, it's my bid. 9, 10, 10. I pass.
You pass? I pass. I double it.
No, you can't double it. You must either bid or pass. Have you got anything?
Yes, Jack. I have a lot of cards with a cute little red spots on them.
Yeah, well, then you know what to do.
Sure. 3 clubs.
I double 3 clubs. Just a moment, folks. Pardon me, Don, for helping her out. I know it's not etiquette to talk across the table, but, you know. Mary, why don't you book 3 clubs and have a handful of hearts and diamonds?
Well, that's
what
I
look anyway
what I have.
But Mary, real good, Jack. I double 3 clubs. Well, let me see. Mr. Bester, have you any dice?
No.
Well, then 3 hearts.
3 hearts? Okay. I double 3 hearts.
Mary, I mean, why did you double it? I did the 3 hearts.
Well, I have so many hearts, I don't see how you can make it.
But I'm your partner, Mary.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me? I thought it was every man for himself.
Oh, all right.
Come on, let's play cards.
Yes, please. Wait a minute. I made a mistake. I've got mostly diamonds.
Oh, now you've got diamonds. All right, then take me out.
Okay, 4 diamonds.
I pass. Let me see. I pass.
I double 4 diamonds. I think you're right. 2 clubs.
Now we're getting someplace, huh?
For heaven's sake, you know something.
Just a minute. One spade. We're all mixed up.
Pass.
I got you out that time, Mary. Oops, somebody kicked me.
Why do you mean?
Then it's fine company we're with tonight. You're playing, Mrs. Bester.
Well, your cards down, Mary. You're the dummy. Well, you're not so hot to tell.
All right, Mary, you play the hand. I'll be the dummy.
Wait a minute, Jack. You have to play the hand. Mary, put diamonds.
I know, but you meant spades.
No, I didn't.
Out.
Out.
Let her play it, will you?
Oh, wait a minute, sir. What are we playing for?
Oh, how about 5 cents a point to settle for a quarter of a cent?
Okay, with me.
7 of diamonds.
Jack, put those 6 of diamonds on there for me.
Okay.
Then I play the jack. And I'll play, put the tray on.
The tray? Mary, haven't you got a higher diamond?
Yes, the queen, king, and ace.
Well, why don't you play one of them?
Oh, I thought I'd finesse.
That's fine. The last player and she finesses. Well, it's your trick, Mr. Bester. Looks like that. It's your trick, Don. Another
another pick for you, Mrs. Bester. You got that one, too.
Well, might as well show you your hand. We've got them all.
You're telling us. How did I come to lose that ace of trumps? Nice people we're playing with.
How are we doing, Jack?
We're down six.
Point, that's me.
Yeah. Let me see. What honors did you have, Mary?
I had the 3 and 4 spades in Little Casino.
How about the easy aces?
I called Jane, but she couldn't come.
Oh, it's your deal, Mrs. Bester.
Oh, Nicholas. Nicholas.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see what the suckers we have to meet.
Now, Mary, watch yourself this time. When you try and play right, be sure you have at least 2.5 tricks when you bid. Of course, folks, you know, it isn't for money, you know. It's your bid, Mrs. Bester.
Now, let me see. I did one diamond. One diamond. I pass.
I pass. 2 clubs.
Pardon me, ma'am, but can I take you all to supper now?
Yes, yes. What do you folks like me?
Oh, I don't care anything.
Well, now, let me see. I think I have a 2 sandwich. I double it.
I pass. Nicholas, I'll have 2 eggs.
3 spades. 3 no chance.
How do you want them?
On toast.
Now we're all mixed up. I mean, let's either play bridge or eat, will you?
That's a good idea. Let's eat. Oh, that reminds me. We have some cold chicken in the ice box. Would you care for that?
Hey, that strikes me. I'll take a leg.
I'll take the other leg.
That's 2 legs we get, so we win the rubber.
And speaking of rubber, remember the general tire is blowout proof and will not skid even on Friday the 13th.
Oh.
So go to your general tire dealer and give yourself and your car a real treat.
I double it. Me too.
I will. Play, Don. Fine game this is.
General is the only tire that has the patented low pressure construction. The blowout proof tire from 1934 with the new Siren 6 is a noiseless, distressed, skidless tire, a tire that is longer wearing and safer than ever before. With the extra strength of hot weather and faster driving put-on tires, be certain you are really safe. Put on a set of General, the genuine blowout proof tire. You like doing business with the General tire because it's just a question. You go to home to personal, intelligent, and interested service. If something go wrong on your car, when your car is skimming, steers hard, or a tire begins to show irregular or excessive wear, the fact that the General Tire dealer replaces so many tires with Generals makes his store tire bargain headquarters. His racks are always full of new and slightly used tires of all makes, at prices and on terms to suit everybody.
This is the last number of the second program in the new General Tire series. I hope all you group players have learned a few new points about the game. Well, good night, Don. Good night, Mrs. Bester.
Good night. Come again. Oh, good night, Chuck. We had a lovely time.
Come on, Mary. I thought you told me you knew something about bridge.
I do. I used to play bridge in Hollywood.
In Hollywood?
Sure. I used to double for Norma Searle, you know.
I know. I used to lead double for Clark Gable.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Good night, folks.
Tom Hilton, this is the National Broadcasting Company.